Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen.
Good evening and a blessed Holy Week to everyone. We want to start by asking you if you remember what we learned yesterday, just so that we make sure that we are keeping the treasures of Holy Week. Does anyone remember? It was focused on one important question. Who do you say that I am? The Lord is asking us to make sure we're grounded in His true faith, that we believe that He who was crucified for us is truly the Son of God. Tonight, God willing, by the grace of God, we want to speak about another important topic, which is integrity. And we want to speak about integrity as a remedy against hypocrisy. First of all, you know, and as the Lord said, a good tree is known by its fruit. They don't gather bad fruit from good trees. They gather good fruit from good trees. And you know, we always speak today about a tree, a fig tree that was beautiful, full of leaves, but unfortunately did not have any fruit. Read quickly what we heard this morning. When they had come out from Bethany, Jesus was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, He went to see if perhaps He would find something on it. When He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat from you ever again." And His disciples heard it. "This tree, as you know, withered. Let no one eat from you ever again." And as St. Peter noticed on their way back, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." "Why, Lord, did you curse the fig tree?" The fig tree was cursed because it appeared to have fruit, but it was fruitless. It was a tree of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a very dangerous sin. As you know, the Lord said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." On the other hand, we have another term we want to talk about today, which is integrity. Integrity is an important term, has the same linguistic root as integer, one, united. Integrity, we could say, means consistently acting in accordance with our values. Your private behavior and your public commitments are the same. You are one. You are a unit. There's alignment between what you believe, what you think, what you say, what you do. And there are many examples of biblical and saintly characters who, of course, have integrity. For me, I chose to put this icon of this wonderful woman who repented at the feet of Christ, washing His feet with her tears, wiping with her precious hair. And I think we'll see why she is a model of integrity. Of course, we're talking about integrity in Christ. As Christians, we want to act consistently with Christian values. And what we do when no one's looking is the same as what we do when everyone's looking. And there's alignment between our faith, what we believe, what's on the inside, and our words and our actions. On the other hand, hypocrisy is claiming to hold values or standards that our actions or our thoughts contradict. I may be preaching honesty when I myself am lying or cheating. I may be condemning someone's bad behavior when I'm doing the same myself just behind people's back. I may be saying one thing to a friend, the opposite to another friend, and speaking behind their back. Hypocrisy means pretending to be good. wanting the approval of others. Actually, it's living a lie. And eventually, unfortunately, it grows like a weed and it chokes all virtues, and I believe the lie that I'm living. It's living a double life or a triple life, multiple personalities. And of course, it's a dangerous sin because it hardens the heart and it creeps in quietly and settles like a weed. Soon you'll be gardening and you know how difficult it is to get the weeds. If you don't get them while they're young, they go deep into the soil and they choke all the fruits. It's a very dangerous and hidden sin, and only the Lord can weed it out. Hypocrisy is also very dangerous because it prevents me from repenting. And if I don't repent, how can I be forgiven? How can I be saved? Hypocrisy, the devil comes at us from both sides. On the one side, he makes me think that I am righteous. And on the other hand, on the other side, he pushes me to keep sinning. So I don't repent and I spiral downwards into a worse and worsening state. Let's go back to integrity and compare versus hypocrisy. A person with integrity judges themselves. A person with integrity will try and work to become better and better. A person with integrity knows themselves. A person with integrity, and we're talking about Christian integrity, seeks to please the Lord. They practice what they preach, and they genuinely, like this woman, want to change and become better. And they do it with courage. Versus someone who has been enslaved by the sin of hypocrisy, does not judge themselves, but easily judges and condemns others. Hypocrisy, like we said, is about pretending to be good. I end up fooling myself, and I seek to please others. I seek their praise, not the praise of God. I actually preach down to others. I look down on others, and I preach at them. And I convince myself that I am already righteous. The Lord said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, says the Lord. Hypocrisy, as bad as it is, also has many bad cousins. You always find hypocrisy and pride going hand in hand. You also find judging and condemning, perhaps anger and hatred and lacking peace, lacking stability, because you're living multiple lives. What's on the inside is inconsistent with what's on the outside. And yet, there's self-righteousness and spiritual blindness. I don't realize what's going on. And spiritual lukewarmness. I'm neither hot nor cold. Hypocrisy leads to a shallow and fruitless life. Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And in Revelation, that God willing, we'll read very soon on Bright Saturday, you hear to the angel of the Church of Laodicea, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Maybe I should be wise enough to focus my effort not on pretending to be righteous, but on actually trying to become better. Because if I have a disease and there's a cure for the disease, it's not wise to just put it under the rug and pretend I don't have the disease. I have the disease, and there is a cure. But the cure comes with a specific prescription or a specific route to the healing. Instead of pretending that I'm well, I need to make an effort to become better. And of course, that's what we call repentance, is trying to become better so we could spiral upwards in virtues and come closer and closer to the Lord. Instead of insisting there's no problem here, I'm okay. Maybe just a little lie here or there. Maybe I just watch a few bad scenes. Maybe I talk behind people's back. Maybe I gossip. Maybe I this, maybe I that. No, it's not okay. That's not okay. Like there are evil cousins of hypocrisy, there are righteous cousins of integrity. If I have integrity, I examine myself. I examine myself on a regular basis. I am humble. I am honest with myself and with others. And I continually seek to become better, coming closer and closer to the Lord. And I have the courage to ask for his help and the courage to do what is right. Integrity leads to an authentic and fruitful life. They say, that person is authentic. They are the real deal. There's no two faces. What they tell you is what they tell her is what they told him. A good tree is known by its fruit. Now the question is, do I want that fruitful life in Christ? In the segment of the gospel that's read in the ninth hour of our daily Ishvaya prayers, the apostles, when they had returned, told them all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately and visited a place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the multitude, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. Do I realize I have need of healing? Do I want to be made well, or do I want to stay another 38 years in my state of paralysis? Do I need the healing? If I do, I ought to seek the one true physician. Do I want to be saved? I ought to reach for the really and only true Savior. Do I want to be forgiven? Seek him who paid the price for my sins and forgive my brothers and sisters also. Do I need comfort? Don't seek it elsewhere. Sit at the feet of the one who truly loves you, to the point that he insisted on dying with his arms open on the cross for you and for me. So there's a call to action if we want the healing, the help, the salvation. We have the healer, the helper, the Savior. I shouldn't waste my time in convincing myself or others that it's all good. Avoid this hypocrisy. Instead, I need to seek to have a life of integrity, run to him who alone is all good. He is all good. Integrity in Christ. We say to him, Thok tetigon, thine is the power. But we also need to make a decision first. I could choose to ignore all that and continue in the downward spiral of lies leading to condemnation through hypocrisy, or God willing, I choose to repent and start the upward process leading to salvation and eternal life. Fight the good fight. Don't waste effort, time. You only have limited time pretending to be good. It takes too much effort, too much stress to pretend. Just make an effort and through your prayers to become better. Don't worry about looking good. Act and make an effort to become better. Thine is the power to cleanse me, O Lord. Thine is the power to save. And that's the hope. Can we really root out this dangerous sin? Yes, all things are possible with God. But again, for me, I have to make an effort, focusing on trying to be good, not to look good. I need to repent. The Lord says, do you want to be saved? Then again, focus work with me here. The Lord says, I'm here to save, but you need to take action. Especially during this most holy of the holiest weeks of the year, let's just focus on seeking integrity. Take the time to examine yourself at night before you go to bed. Make an effort to repent and confess. The fathers are available. Try to work to become better. Seek to please the Lord. Practice what you preach, or don't preach if you're not practicing it. And genuinely make an effort to become better and better. Root out any hypocrisy. Do not be there to judge others. Don't condemn anyone. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Don't pretend to be good. Don't seek to praise the praise of others. And don't trick yourself into thinking you are righteous. He is righteous and he alone is all good. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christos pe Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.